One of the issues is both halacha lemaasa and a very important part of Yom Kippur. The Rebbe used to point out in Hilchos Teshuva the Rebbe used to point out Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet Af al pi she'atshuva mechaperes al hakol ve'itzumo ve'atzmo shem kippur mechaper maybe even should start Perek Beis Halachah Vav. Af al pi she'atshuva tzoka yofel oilam. Ba'asara hayomim shebein Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim hi yofel b'yoyser u'miskabela simiyad shenemar dirshu Hashem b'imotzei. Ba'meh dvar mamurim b'yochid avul tzibur kol zman she'esim tshuva v'tzoykim alev sholim heim nenden shenemar ka'ashem elekeinu B'chol kareinu elav. Halacha Zayin. Yom Kippur muzman shuvah l'kol l'yachid u'l'rabim v'keitz mechilos l'chol Yisrael. L'fichach chayobim akol l'asos shuvah u'l'svadis b'yom Kippur. The Rambam says that it's a mitzvah, chayob it's a chiyuv, to do shuvah and to be mesvad in Yom Kippur. So, Rav used to formulate this as that that's the mitzvah hayom. Because every yom tiv has a mitzvah hayom. Achilas matzah and Pesach, Tkiah Shef and Rosh Hashanah, Lulav and Esrog and Sukkah and Sukkahs. What's the mitzvah hayom of Yom Kippur? So, I would point out, as the Rambam is pointing out, the mitzvah hayom of Yom Kippur is to do tshuva. Yom HaKippur who's a man tshuva, we call Yochin Ule Rabbim. V'ukeitz mechilo uslicho liYisrael lefichu chayov makol asoyis tshuva. And then the Rav understood that this is one of the rayas he would bring, that the Rambam holds the mitzvah to do tshuva against the minchas chinuch. As we mentioned last week, that there's a machlokas, Ramban, what's the makor for tshuva? The Ramban holds the makor of tshuva is the pasuk in Parshas Vayelech, Vishavta Ad Hashem Alekecha. Parshas Nitzavim, Ki HaMitzvah, Ki HaDomer HaZeh, Korav Eilecha, Mo'od. So the Ramban held us all with the Mitzvah of Tshuva. The Rambam says the Mitzvah of Tshuva is the Mitzvah V'Hisvado, the Mitzvah V'Din HaKorban. So, in Ramban, it's clear there's a mitzvah to do tshuva. In Rambam, Machlokes HaMeforshim, where the Rambam holds there's a mitzvah to do tshuva, where the Rambam holds that once a person decides to do tshuva, then there is a mitzvah how to do tshuva. Meshech Chochma, we discusses that in Vayelach. So, the Rav defended the position of Reb Chaim against the position of the Avodas HaMelech, his uncle, Rav Karkovsky, Reb Chaim against the Minchas Chinuch. So one of the defenses he had was this Rambam. Because the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah to do tshuva in Yom Kippur. So the Rambam doesn't say that a person decides to do Tshuvim Kippur, so then he should say Vidoy. No, he says a mitzvah to do. That's one. Another Rai he brought was, I think, in Perek Zayin, where the Rambam writes, Mitzivu, Tzivu, and Neviim. So, Kol and Zayin, hey, Kol and Neviim, Kul and Tzivu, and Tshuvah. Ben Yisrael Negolin Ela B'tshuva. So it sounds like that it's that they were telling us to do a mitzvah day, right? So true. In any event, that's the more important nekuda right now is that the Rav saw this as the mitzvah sayyim. So it means that there's a mitzvah to do tshuva anytime. Right? The mitzvah of tshuva is not confined to a period of time. The Rambam writes that the kol mitzvah shemitar in aleph, bein ase, bein lois ase, im avara domal achas mayen, bein bezodin, bein bishgaga, kishe yase tshuva yoshu mechete chayv lesvadeis. The Rambam and the koteres, v'hu she yoshu mechete mechete v'nei shemit, there's no time. It's not a time-bounded mitzvah b'chlal. Women are mechuyevas in tshuva the same way as men are mechuyevas in tshuva. You have in many of the sidurim, there's a nusach of tshuva in the middle of Shema Kileinu. So the mitzvah of tshuva is 354. In a leap year, 384. But it's a year-round. Yom Kippur, it's the mitzvah hayoim to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Moshul Madara Doima is the mitzvah of the whole yom v'yom to think about Yisrael Mitzrayim. And in Pesach, there's a chiyuv to discuss Yitzis Mitzrayim at great length. Every single day, there's a mitzvah to meet us to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sovereignty. And Rosh Hashanah, there's a mitzvah to elaborate on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sovereignty. So tshuva is a mitzvah chol yom v'yom. And Yom Kippur, it's the mitzvah sayyim to do tshuva. There's a Shulchan Aruch discusses that before Yom Kippur, there's a minhag to focus on getting mechila from any other people, from any people that one may have babbled. Now the mitzvah of getting mechila from a human being is also 354, any day of the year. There's no mitzvah. Person has upset with you, so he's trying to wrap it up at the when it's appropriate. It's always the sooner the better, unless things calm down. Nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch has in Hilchas Erev Yom Kippur, right before the Aloch of Yom Kippur, the Shulchan Aruch says discusses the mitzvah of seeking pius from another person. So the Achrayim discuss why did the Shulchan Aruch put over there? It really belongs in Yeridaya, with all the interesting mitzvahs that don't apply, that can happen anytime. A mitzvah mezuzah is in Yeridaya, right? Why is tshuva in the moyedim section? Maybe it should be in the tefillin section. Because we always have to get pius from another Jew. So there are many suggestions. One suggestion is that people are more open to giving pius on Erev Yom Kippur. People are more sensitive to being forgiving people. Because as we always point out, that the person who is forgiving is a special schus from the Rebbeinu Shlomo, a special schus, that Hashem Baruch Hu will be forgiving of us. So that's one idea. Another idea is that the Rav would often point out that the simple reading of the Mishnah at the end of Yuma is that a person is not eligible for Kampora from the Rebbeinu Shlomo until he gets Kampora for his Ben Olam Chaveres. Then there's another nekuda, is that we cannot get kapora from a Kodesh Baruch Hu on the Ben Odom L'Chaveiroiz until we get, I can't get kapora from Gezel until I get pius, I get mechila for Gezel. I can't get kapora for being choyvel b'chaveiro until my chover gives me. So there are many reasons why we would have a mitzvah of focusing on Ben Odom L'Chaveiro before Yom Kippur. However, one of the simpler approaches would be that Hayyos is a mitzvah on Yom Kippur, and it could be, the Rambam writes in Perikal, the halacha that we began with, that tshuva is more accessible on Yom Kippur. Right? Tshuva is mechaper, ki b'yom hazeh yechaper Hashem aleichem. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kapara is more accessible. What does it mean it's more accessible? It could mean that we are more inspired, that our bakosha for kapara is more genuine. It could be that in the Yom HaDin, so our bakosha becomes more genuine, more heartfelt. It could be that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has a siyata d'shmaya. Tshuva requires Siyata Shema. When a rabbi says Shivenu, we have to ask for Kadosh Baruch Hu Siyata Shema whenever we do it, every day, three times a day. So in Yom Kippur, there's greater Siyata Shemaya. Could be that the Lashna that's more miskabelas means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yeshiv B'Kisei Rachamim, and therefore the standards of and the Chama and of Bush and of Kabbalah Salome might be lower on, maybe that's what it means. Now, the exact relationship between Tshuva being Mekubelas and Tshuva being a mitzvah, let's leave it right now. But that's what the Rambam records. Afal pi shatshuva matzoka yofa lo'olam. Basara yomim shemirshon yom kippurim. He yofa biyoyser umiskabelas hi miyad. So I don't know what yofa biyoyser means exactly. It could mean it's more heartfelt. Could mean it's more genuine. But umiskabelas hi miyad means the Kadosh Baruch Hu is accepting tshuva. Tshuva is, most mitzvahs have to be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And that's what we do at the end, the very end of the Seder. We have Nirtza. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept. Korbanos have to be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A bakasha from Mechila has to be accepted by another Jew. So tshuva has to be received by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like a korban. So it's miskabeles during this period of time. Kadosh Baruch Hu is more welcoming of our tshuva. Again, I'm not sure what that means, but as we suggested, it could be several ideas. Yom Kippur muzman tshuva l'koil le'yochid u'le'rabim u'mekeitz mechilu aslichu li'Yisrael le'fichach therefore chayovim hakol la'asoyis tshuva u'le'svadois be'yom Kippur u'mitzvah svid yom Kippur שיאסכו מערב היום קודם שיוכל שמו יחנק בסודה קודם שיסבדה. So we begin our vidoy on Erev, the Erev Yom Kippur mincha time. We start vidoy already because we are going to have a very rushed meal after mincha, and Chazal said we're afraid that that rushed meal a person can hurt himself. Shema Yechenak, so he gets his bakosha he begins his mitzvah of tshuva earlier. The afal pishes vade koidim sheyoichal choizer umisvade belele yema kippurim arvis vechoizer umisvade mishachmes ube musif ube mincha ube neila eicho misvade yochin achar tfilosoi. We in the shtilishmana esrei, we say vidoy after we do the Shemayin Esrei, after Yilu Ratzai Mishlech Tzibur. But in the public Shemayin Esrei, then we say it before Yilu Ratzai, Vibracha Revi, it's right in the middle of the Bracha. Okay, so that's the first Likud we wanted to suggest, we wanted to point out, Mitzvah Sayyem of Vidoy, a Mitzvah Sayyem of Tshuva, and the special position that tshuva has on Yom Kippur that it's miskabelas earlier. Chaim?
So machlokes in the Rambam is if tshuva is a mitzvah or mitzvah.
Yeah.
Sum it up.
Yeah. Right. So the if it's a mitzvah kiyumis, then it is often phrased as that it's a chesed that Baruch Hu extends to us, and then there's a certain protocol that we have to follow. All right, Avram.
What was the question we asked before? Why specifically on Yom Kippur do we have a mitzvah shiva every day? Is that the other question you
posed? I mean, that's I'm not sure if it's a question, but the Rambam is pointing out that there's a mitzvah sayyoyim. Right, the mitzvah of Yom Kippur of tshuva is different than lulav and esrog and sukkah, but it's not that much different than expressing the malchus the mitzvah of emuna and Rosh Hashanah, and the mitzvah of emuna Rosh Hashanah might be a mitzvah to Rabbanon, but the mitzvah of sibit yishmeh is a day rice and zechira, that's not that much different from that.
So can't you also say, like, having Yom Kippur where there's a day of tshuva kind of like wakes up? I mean, if I'm
The same thing as Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. You can say there's one day we focus on it and we think about it more deeply, and it spreads out. Could be. I would look at it a little bit different. I would look at it that the way the Rambam says lefichach, right? Lefichach hayavim. What's lefichach hayavim? If a Kadosh Baruch Hu extends, this is a Shari Tshuva discusses it. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu extends mechila, then it becomes incumbent upon us to ask for that mechila. And lemashal, if a guy extends amnesty, right? And the guy says that all the guys who threw men under the bus at a certain event, and the chevra threw one guy under the bus, and he's upset by it, and then he gives a clap that for whatever reason he decides on Tuesday Ches Tishrei, he will forgive anybody who asks for forgiveness. All right, so everybody goes there. Now, one guy doesn't ask. So I says, fine, I'm not Michael this time. So he comes back 5 days later, says, and the guy would say, today I'm not Michael. Why? Because if when I extended Mechila, it wasn't, when I made it easy for you, it wasn't significant enough, so then it says you don't really care. So Shari Tshuva says the same thing about Tshuva. The Rambam says that we all look at ourselves as Beinonim. So the Rambam says because of that, where is that? It's also a famous Rambam. The Rambam says we should all look at ourselves as Beinonim, and then the Rambam says, and therefore, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we should be careful. Yeah, k'shem sheshaiklim zechuyos olnim avayim shas misos lekach b'chol shana v'shana lefichach tzarech kol adam and gimel dalad. So the Rambam has a lashon that davka between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we should be careful to do tshuva. So the Shari Tshuva writes, what is the difference of whether we do tshuva, right, or whether we just do more mitzvahs?
Doesn't the Gemara say to do tshuva?
Right, it's the same kasha, right? So there's a reason to do tshuva because it's more makubal. But what does it matter whether in terms of our din? So the Shari Tshuva says that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu extends kapara, and we don't try to grasp the kapara, so then that is a bigger avla. That compounds the avla. He gives an example of a person who's in prison, and the guard gives the person a shovel to get him out of prison, and the guy ignores it. So then, after a while, the guard says, If it's not important enough for you to try to break free, all right, so give the shovel back and we'll lock you up. If it's not significant enough for you. So the Shari Tshuva is the same thing true, but a Jew in Yom Kippur and a Seris Yimei Tshuva, that as important as it is to do more mitzvahs, it's important to do tshuva because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is extending kapara. So the Rambam means lefichach. Therefore, because kapara is accessible, so therefore, The Jew has to be, wants to patch up his relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, as I said before, a guy gives amnesty in a certain day, so if we don't grab that opportunity, so that means we're not so important to us. So that's why that could be the pshat in lefichach. Therefore, it's a mitzvah sayyim to do tshuva on the day when the Kodesh Baruch Hu extends kapara to us. Ariel?
Within this approach of the Rambam, that it's like similar to Zechariah and Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, would there then be a difference between, just al pi halacha, would there be a difference between, in terms of, let's say, Zechariah Yetzias Mitzrayim, between every other day and Pesach, or every other day in Yom Kippur, or like it's nice and it's time to do tshuva, but halachically it's the same chiyuv to do tshuva as every other day?
Right, so it could be that the chiyuv to do Tshuva and Yom Kippur, so might be a, I'm not sure how to, if we can calibrate it, but it could be that if a person, it's like a din of Baal Tach, if a person misses the opportunity to do Tshuva Yom Kippur, so that could be an ovoin, right? There's another Nakuda, the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, Kol Echad V'Echad Me'odnam Yeshu Zuchuyes V'Avoynes. So the Rambam doesn't say mitzvahs and averis. In other words, the weighing that Kodesh Baruch Hu does, lav davke on mitzvahs, there are zuchuyes that are not necessarily mitzvahs. But a person has a zchus that he is, like Zvizin Makdim in the mitzvahs. The zchus. He did mitzvahs as zchus. So it could be that the mitzvah of doing tshuva on Yom Kippur is the bigger zchus than the mitzvah of doing tshuva on a regular Thursday. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, or the other way around. It could be that a person who procrastinates doing tshuva on Yom Kippur, so that's a bigger ovay than procrastinating to do tshuva on a regular day. That's the way I would look at it. The etzem mitzvah itself, should be the same. There is another nakuda that will come to in a few minutes that might make a difference also. Simon.
The Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, he says asks the question, Mai Tshuva, and then he goes up and he says not that it's not just to do vidui. And vidui he sticks in at the end, the last line in the halacha. Would that also be another riot to say that he holds the tshuva itself as a mitzvah, and then part of this mitzvah tshuva is midway, not the essential part of, not like that tshuva in its essence is just midway? Because if it's just midway, then why lift off shiyaza v'chote chetem yisemrenim machshavas v'yigmar believer shliyaso liyai veidalav o yodeya talumo shliyat lashav locheda olachon olam. And then at the end after that, he just says it's just the thing in a midway.
One of the very difficult parts of the Rambam is the Rambam in Aleph lists the mitzvah of vidui as if that is the mechanics of tshuva, and then in Perek Beis Halach Aleph he says Umahi tshuva gemura, and then in Perek Beis Beis he says Umahi tshuva. Then the Beis goes to midarchei tshuva. So that's one of the difficult parts of the Rambam. Why doesn't the Rambam say L'chora the Rambam should record Mai tshuva should be aleph aleph, right? And then the Rambam should say, and then at the end of that, the Rambam writes, and if you say all of these ideas, that's called vidui. And then he should say ketzev misvada. So that's a very difficult nukud in the Rambam. Why the Rambam puts and what you're saying is supports the Rav's mahalach. The Rav's mahalach was that tshuva is a mitzvah. And there are two parts of the mitzvah. There is the Maisa mitzvah and the Zakiya mitzvah. So the Rav explained that the Maisa mitzvah, the example he would give is Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, the Maisa mitzvah is to say Shema. But the Zakiya mitzvah is Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. Right? The Tefillah, the Rav didn't say it this way, but just as an example, that the Zakiya mitzvah is to be Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. The Maisa mitzvah is to say the nusach of the Siddur. So The Rav said that there are many mitzvahs that have a where the essence of the mitzvah is distinct from the act. The Rav would give avelos, for example. Avelos is that a person has feelings of sadness and of loss and of kovid for the nifter. That's the ma'isa mitzvah. That's the key mitzvah. That's the essence of the mitzvah. The ma'isa mitzvah of avelos is the observance of the various practices of avelos. So Rav thought that that's what the Rambam was pointing at. The Rambam is describing the ma'isa mitzvah first, because it's a sefer halacha. So he describes how to do the mitzvah, but then he describes that the ma'isa mitzvah has to be supported by various machshavas. I still am troubled by the seder, but it explains the two distinct and it supports what you're saying. Is that this is a riot that there is an independent mitzvah of tshuva. Otherwise, why would the Rambam say in Perek Beis what's tshuva gemura and what's the ma'isa tshuva and what's the tshuva ketzad and what's darchei tshuva? But I want to get to another point that's very halacha l'ma'isa. So hold the question for a moment. We'll come back to that. And that is that when we say there's a mitzvah to do tshuva, so what is that mitzvah? All right, so it's the mitzvah to do tshuva is, as Simon pointed out, perek beis halacha beis, so mahi tshuva, sheyazev achoite chetoi, that a person has to think about what chet they are taking achrayas for, and how to leave that chet, v'yasur mimachshavtoi, v'yigmar b'liboy shule yaseoid, and he has to resolve that he will not go back to that chet. V'chein yisnachem al sheovar, and then he has to have charata. The yod the lo yidei tlumis, and his resolve has to be so strong that the Kadosh Baruch Hu should be able to be made that he really wants to leave this chait. Kol ha-misvade b'dvorim v'loi gomar b'liboy. If a person says the words of vidui, but it is not accompanied with a deep felt resolution, so then the Rambam says, ha-reize doime le-toivel, Misheretz biyodoi. That's also an important phrase, and we'll get to today. But it's why does the Rambam have to give a mushal? What does the Rambam just say? He's a phony. A guy says and doesn't believe what he's saying. No, so you have to tell me. He's like a guy who goes to mikveh and holds on to Tum. He's a phony. He's not. But I would say to you, a guy who davens and doesn't. Is not thinking about talking to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So you're going to have to give me a mashal? That's not a genuine davening. All right, that has to be understood. But the point that we're making is that the Rambam sees that the mitzvah of tshuva, the Rambam says in Beis Zion that Yom Kippur is a time set aside for tshuva in a way that is different than the way that tshuva is accomplished every single day. So we explained, could be because Kabbalah said tshuva, that's why it is of a greater significance, whatever the reason is. Then the Rambam describes in Beis how does one do tshuva. And then the Rambam in Aleph already said that when one does tshuva, one has to do vidui. What's vidui? So vidui is overwhelmingly an expression of what happened in Beis. And in Aleph, he says, Vidui, he said, Mitzvah say, Kesed Mitzvaden, On Hashem, Chotosi, Visi, Peshati, Lefanecho, Vasisi, Kach, Vakach, Harinicham, Tiu, Voishi, Mimasai, and I will never be Choyzer to this Avera. So the mitzvahs so the Vidui is expressing these ideas that you're all very familiar with. Now, the question then becomes, how explicit does the vidui have to be? So the Rambam writes in Beis Ches, HaVidui shenogu boy kol Yisrael, avol anachnu chotonu v'hu ikir HaVidui. That's what vidui is. Anachnu chotonu. Aveiro shesvada aleyem b'yem ha-kipurim zeh, chozeru misvada aleyem b'yem ha-kipurim acher. Afal pishu oimeid b'shuvosoi. So then the Rambam says that the averus that we were misvada on in Tov Shin Pei, we should be misvada again in Tov Shin Pei Aleph, and again in Tov Shin Pei Beis. So, the Rambam seems to be very clear that Vidui has to list the chait. And the Rambam is also very clear that Vidui, without listing the chait, is Iker Vidui. So which is it? HaVidui shenogu v'kol Yisrael v'anachnu chatanu v'hu Iker Vidui. And then he says that one should list the Averis every single year. So, does Vidui require Pirut HaChet, or does it not require Pirut HaChet? Shulchan Aruch is also has to be understood, because the Shulchan Aruch writes Halacha Lamaisa. Shulchan Aruch writes Tzorech Ein Tzorech Lefaret HaChet. One does not have to announce the chait. Im rotzel lefaret, harishus biyodai. But if you want to, you can. Vim misvade belachash, and when one is saying vidui privately, nochein lefaret a chait. Okay? And when we're saying it loud, during the chazor sashat, and during the chazan itself, ein lefaret a chait. Okay, so what's the upshot? If somebody would ask you, do I have to be mefaret the chait? So what would you say the psak of Shulchan Aruch is? The person have to say, chatosi, visi, pishati, birachti, brocha, vatala. Achalti, beli, brocha. So, Ephraim is saying no. Why?
The Shulchan Aruch seems to be pretty clear, especially when we're in shul. You don't need to be part of your averus. It's only if you're doing it by yourself that you would need to.
Would you say need to?
No.
All right, so it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch says that I can think about the chait, I don't have to say the chait. Publicly, it's better not to say the chait, because that's already, it's like an asus ponim. I'm going to announce my chatom for everybody. So that's, but privately, Shulchan Aruch is better. But not up. Then the Ramah writes, Uma she'omrim al chait peseder aleph beis. When we say this list of al chait shechaton mevini peh, al chait shechaton mevini nus, al chait shechaton mevini shkogel, mechoy zegyad, mechil Hashem. So the Ramah writes, let's not call pirut achait. Why not? Hakol omrim b'shaveh. That couldn't be pirut achait, because we're all saying the same thing. Right? If we're all saying Hashem the Megam the Gazan the Manrofi, so then that's not being mafarit achait. So tzoruch iyun, all right. Tzoruch iyun number one is, so what is the point of saying Hashem the Megam the Gazan, of saying all the alchait? So we're not mafarit achait. That's number two. Halacha lamaisa, the mitzvah to tshuva on Yom Kippur. Halacha lemaisa, the mitzvah of tshuva is saying vidui, right? Chatasi visipat, right? And the Rambam says in the mitzvah vidui, vasisi kach v'kach. L'chayre, that's pure dechait. And then the Rambam writes, ikar vidui is chatanu, havidui she'osh nogu bo. Now the emes is the machlokes in the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva and Yehuda ben Bava, whether one has to be mafarit the chait or not. Rabbi Akiva says that one is not, one should be mafarit the chait, because Moshe Rabbeinu was said, Ono chato amazech ato gdela, what's the pasuk? V'yasu Elohei zov. So Moshe Rabbeinu was mafarit the chait. And Yubim Bava said, we're not mechuyev. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu is doing, that doesn't define the mitzvah vidui. We can think about the chait. We can say vidui klolis, but we don't have to be mafari. We don't have to say explicitly. So machleik is in the Gemara. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we do not need to be mafari to chait. Beis Yosef, when he discusses this psak, So the Beis Yosef says that it could be that even the let me see if I got this right. Right. So I said incorrectly. Rabbi Akiva says that one Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava requires pirut achet, and Rabbi Akiva does not require pirut achet. The machlokes whether the Beis Yosef quotes different possibilities as to whether Rabbi Akiva is discouraging pirut achet or whether he says it's unnecessary. So the Beis Yosef seems to take the position that Rabbi Akiva holds that it is unnecessary, but not that he is discouraging except for in public. What's halacha l'maisa? So it's very unclear, right? Because the minhag Yisrael is not to be mefarit l'chait, right? On the other hand, that the Mate Ephraim writes, but if a person knows that he has a specific chait, he should be mefarit. And the Chayyadam, the Chayyadam understood that the Ashamnu, Bagandu, Gazalnu is a template. You open up the very end of the Chayyadam, we discuss Ilchi Yom Kippur. So he, and in the meantime, people have put out various vidui booklets. Since he, so I put out a vidui booklet, and with, I think the art school has a vidui at the end, at the back of the machzer, and there, it's primarily built on the chayyadam. They make it, they elaborated more, but primarily the yashamnu, bagandu, gazalnu are different concepts. It's not a specific chayt. Hashamnu, I'm guilty. So that's not a chayt. Gazalnu, it doesn't seem to be a chayt of gezel because why would, it doesn't seem to fit in. So it's more gazalnu means I used my God-given talents and blessings and I didn't use it for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's more of a general idea. So the Hashamnu, Vagandu, Dibam, he says foolish things. Yatsnura, we didn't do smart things, we didn't advise. So the Ashamnu Bagandu seems to be more of a conceptual approach. So the Chayyadam says, so why did the Misadrim of Ashamnu Bagandu use the Aleph base? In order to be able to give you a template. So then one can include the Aleph of Eris and Aleph and the base of Eris and base. Brach Shin Esricha, Brach Elevatola. Right, Aleph is Achalti Blei Bracha, Achalti Sofei Kashrus, whatever it is, whatever, when you can be Mesader it, Gazalni can put Gleisi, and whatever it is. And the Chayyadam gives you a suggested, and even before the Chayyadam, the Shloah has a Seder Vida Yalpi Aleph base, the Chidah, has a Seder Vida, all different lists of Averis that a person can helps to bring certain ideas to mind. So what's the halacha? What am I supposed to do? So the Chayyadam seems to say that the text of the Machzer as we have it is except, that's a minhag. That is acceptable. That's what the Shulchan Aruch when does not need to be mefari tachet. However, Chayyadam said that it's preferred, that it's appropriate to be mefari tachet. Right? Now, Lechayra, when the Chayyadam takes that approach, so he also has in mind Lechayra that a person is going to finish up in the way that the Rambam says to finish up. In other words, to say, Nichamti uboishti, v'lo achzor laver zololam. Now, part of this is taken care of by the Nusach, because at the very end of all of the Shmon Esrei's, at least that they're private Shemoneh Esrei. So we say Barbei Ani Kechli Malei Busha. So there is an expression of Nechama and of Busha. And we ask the Baruch Hu Morek Brachamecha Rabim V'lo Yidei Yisurin. So Anshulin Itzayt Enikadai V'achshav. So Yiratzon Shalo Echta Oy. So there is a Kabbalah Yosin and there is Nechama Busha. So we do seem to satisfy all the requirements. So halacha lemasa, it would seem that if a person has a specific faith in mind, one should, at some point in the course of Yom Kippur, either at night before one goes to sleep, in the morning before one starts davening, if there's a break during the break, or at the very few downtimes during davening, but it could be during Hidden Yonim Mas, if you're not the chazan, or if a guy makes a long mishaberach for all 33 cousins, so then so you have some time to befar the chait. So that l'chayra is one. The other approach is to follow the chayyotim's approach, and that is to that during the ashamnu bagadnu to weave in any chatom at that point, and then. I would say either to use the Nusach HaRambam, Baron Nichamti Uvoishti, Rulechzer, excuse me, or to have that in mind when one finishes up and says, Hare Ani Kechli Moli Busha Chlima, and Yirin Son Shalo Echta Oid. So that would be, that's the, again, I always have a little difficulty. Shulchan Aruch seems to say that we're not mechuyev in doing pirut achet. So that means that we have to think it out, I guess, not say it. But the chayonim seems to take issue with Shulchan Aruch and seems to strongly encouraging pirut achet. The question then is, what is the value of a vidui without pirut achet? When a person brings a korban, he's also mefarit achet. So I would like to suggest that the Nusach HaTfilah explains before we do vidui, we say Lekeinu Kevaseinu Tovoi Lefanecho Tfilaseinu V'Al Tesalei Mitchinaseinu She'einonu Azeifonu Mukshei Oirif Avlanachnu Chatonu. Why is that a significant introduction to vidui? Elokeinu Hoseinu, we should say, Chatosi Visi Pashati. We're saying, Tovi Lefanech Tfil Hoseinu, Valte Salamit Chin Hoseinu, She'eno Nua Zephonim, Loimu Lefanech, Tzadim Lechno, Avo Anachno, Vesinu Chatonu. So, what does that introduction teach us about vidui? And specifically, what part? What? How does it function within the context of tefillah?
Is there real? I mean, it's the beginning. It's what the Rambam is calling the Iker Vidui. It's saying that.
But we'll what get, is the?
We'll get the specifics later, but right but, now and after what.
But the Baal HaTfilah, when he created this nusach, Tovei Lefanech Tfilaseinu. And then we go into vidui. Avram?
It's not just us confessing our sins, but it's also a Kabbalah asir, it's also a hope that
it's true, but when, go ahead, Ephraim?
It seemingly also to
feel that
Tzavei
Baruch
Hu to help us.
Well, Tomei Lefanech Tfilaseinu, V'Al Tesalem Tchinaseinu. So what's the inference? Could be. What's the inference in terms of what this tefillah seems to be implying?
People who we really could be.
The what?
People who we really could be.
Say
meaning we saying that we're I'm sure there are people that really don't sin, but I'm not going to say no fatanim. That really we're supposed to be people that don't sin, and that's the type of people that we are. Yeah, we messed up, but that's not the type of people that we are.
Okay, that's correct. That's correct. When it says, go ahead. But it's specifically what nekuda of tefillah? So it sounds like that a person increases his chances of his tefillah being accepted by doing tshuva, by saying vida. Ona Hashem, as came to the tovei lefanecha tefillah seinu. We're asking all the the end of the Shemona Esrei. So now we're saying, Baruch Hu, please accept our tefillah. The al tachlam tchim, and don't turn us down. Shein onu azei fonu mekshe ayref, because we're not saying that we're tzaddikim. So what are we asking Baruch Hu to accept? What did we ask for? So it could be, Elokei Melke Yisenu, Mechol Amin Yisenu, Yes for Mechila, Yes for Kapara. So, how can we ask for Kapara without saying Kadosh Baruch Hu, we want Kapara. She ain't on was a phone book she ayref. Lay me the fanecha. Sadiki manachna vele chatanu. So it sounds like that we're saying vidui now so that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will grant us mechila, right? And he'll be and katshenu misveisecho v'tali bin alav duchav yemes. So that's I'm wondering whether the vidui that's part of tefillah has to do with a special kind of vidui that asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to be makabel our tefillah, to give us to be makabel our request for mechila, or to be makabel our tefillah b'chlal. But it's not necessarily the vidui of tshuva. There's possibly the two aspects of the vidui. One is that vidui is the maisa mitzvah of tshuva. And another is that vidui is that when a person is misvad ala averos and he says she'ein enachnu azeiponu mekshei oyref, and a person is misvad al averus, so that will help the kabbalah of his tefillas. It'll help Kadosh Baruch Hu listen to his tefillas. So I'm wondering when the Shulchan Aruch says better yet, when the Rambam says Havidui shenogu by kol Yisrael aval anachnu chatanu v'ikar vidui, whether the Rambam is saying that in terms of asking a Kadosh Baruch Hu to grant us mechila, so that's a vid, that's more of a conceptual vidui. We know that we've that b'derech klal, that's more of a vidui of attitudes rather than a vidui specific mitzvahs. But in addition to the vidui of attitudes, the al-chetz shechatonu is mostly attitudes. So So in order for our tefillah to be mamukum belas, so those who put together the machzer put in a sort of a more generalized vidui. But that doesn't preclude one's own personal vidui. That's lechar what the chayyotim is saying. That there are two tracks of vidui. Lechar, that's what the Rambam is saying. One track of vidui is the sisi kach v'kach. Averes shesvada b'hem yom kippur, hisvada chozer misvada alein. On the other hand, there's a vidui klolis, which is when we ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us. So we ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us based on our recognition of how we've erred, what mistakes we made. So that comes to the question that Ephraim asked earlier, and that is that where does one place one's vakoshos in davening of the Yom Kippur? So does one place them before the first Yule Ratzon, before the Vidui? And the logic to putting it there would be, because we're about to say, Tovei Lefanecha Tfilaseinu, or does one put them by a kind of sore? Because since it's not clear in the Sfarim where to put one's bakoshes, and it is clear that one should say vidui as part of one's Shmoneh Esrei, so then better to put one's own bakoshes later on during a lekainetz or before Yule Ratzon. So my own thinking is that one should put one's own bakoshes after vidui. Because apparently Chazal had this picture of Shmoneh Esrei, vidui. So I don't think we should interrupt that. B'tzibur, the vidui is mamash part of the Shmoneh Esrei. B'yochid is right after. One can have in mind, al tovei lefanecha tefilaseinu, one can have in mind the davening we did already, and the davening we're going to do. And that the vidui will help the Kabbalah tefillah. That's why I think that that private parkoshes should be delayed until one has completed the vidui, which is right before the kind of sor. Right, that's what you were asking before. Okay. Let's take a few questions over here. Ryan?
Just a couple questions. One, just because everybody was just talking about it, should one interrupt in the middle of his vidoy if the tzibor gets up to kedusha? Should one interrupt to answer kedusha?
Yeah.
So one should dafka say yule ratzon, so he's not getting in the middle of the machlokas. He should dafka say yule ratzon before he starts the vidoy.
The nusach is to say yule ratzon before the vidoy, because the vidoy the vidoy of the private Shmoneh Esrei is said right after Shmoneh Esrei.
Right, but it's not part of the Shmoneh Esrei. Like we're making sure that we see Yule Ratzon to make sure it's separate, or should be.
That's what it seems to be. It seems to be.
Okay. Also, just a question about the Ramah. The Ramah says that Ashamnu and Al-Khayt and whatever don't count as being Mefarit. But does he say that? Would according to the Ramah, does one need to be Mefarit, or is he just saying
it would seem from the Ramah that on that issue he's like the Mechaber, that it's a preference to Mefarit, but it's not necessary. But what he's saying is, don't think that the Yishamnu Meganu is a Pirut. That's what it sounds like saying.
And then one last question. Is it possible that Chayadam, the Rambam and Chayadam are saying the same thing in terms of they're saying that you need to be Mefarit, but Yishamnu and Achet count as the period, or are they saying something different?
But the Chayyarim clearly doesn't say that, because Chayyarim clearly says that the Lushan does not provide us with period. The Rambam also doesn't say that, because the Rambam says Asisi kach v'kach is Lushan, and he writes that in Beis Ches He writes, this is the meter that we are noyeg. And then he writes, Averish is vada lemi mikum ze, ein echoizum is vada lemi mikum racher. So, from the Rambam, it's hard to, and the Rambam, when he writes the nusach of vidui in the Siddur, so the Rambam has it the way we have it. So it'd be hard to say that the Rambam holds that that is a period. That's why I prefer to say the Rambam holds there are two halachas of vidui. Ari.
You say that once one accomplishes Shuvah Gemurah, it's Gilu that the other never occurred. So
yeah.
If that's the case, why does the Rambam...
Yeah.
It seems counterintuitive that he says that every Yom Kippur you should mention the same past
Bonham. The Rambam is a Nusach HaVidu in the Siddur right before the Brigham of Moses. The Kash is a good Kash. There is a famous answer by the Masilas Yesharim that says that a chait makes an impact on a person. It's like a beged with a stain. So even though you could clean the beged, but the will often be some discoloring that's still there. So the Masilas Yesharim says, Anachanavi, the first year I do a tshuva and Kajorak is Nikapara. But there still is some discoloring on the neshama. Right? So, but the answer certainly resonates with us because in our contemporary thinking, so we believe that all events have an impact on the person and one cannot walk it back entirely. Now, it certainly it fits in. The Gemara says a person does tshuva meyira, so as then is nasas kishgagas. Okay, so then there's still a stain there. Person that's true miyava, and these the various are mitzvahs, so then it's hard to understand. So why am I doing another vidui later on? Right, especially if it's nasa kamisha enoi. So. Yeah. The chayre has something to do with the person recognizing his vulnerability, even after he's accomplished tshuva, and Chazal say that Kadosh Baruch Hu has walked back the Yisur entirely. So either one understands that there's some remnant left, like the Masilas Yesharim, or one reminds oneself of one's vulnerabilities. Or it's an ongoing commitment to the Gedar that was mekabel upon oneself. We have a hard time understanding that the Rambam does write the Midrash. The Midrash, a few Midrash, that point out that after Tshuva Meyava, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Oikir the Chait. We have trouble understanding that. There is another mahalachim that could suggest an answer to your question. The Rambam at the very end of Hilchos Teshuva talks about Abbas Hashem. The pshat of that is, I think I saw this in Rav Nachman ben Avishai's sefer, if I remember correctly, that Abbas Hashem is something that has no limit. So the Rambam is saying that a tzaddik yisod olam always has an area to grow in his avas Hashem. So he may not have done a chait, but there's always more tshuva to do, so to speak. So, in that context, one could say that if I did a chait once, so even though the chait is kemi she'eino, but the gedarim that I have accepted in order not to be nichshel again can be confirmed and validated by mentioning the chait at a later time. Right, so again, so the answer to your question is the Mesilas Yesharim says that in many situations the chait will leave a mark on the neshama, and therefore the later vidui, the later tshuva, is not a mitzvah tshuva per se. It's like a different kind of a din. It's a mitzvah of kibbutz and neshama, so to speak. Yeah.
This is not what I was going to ask, but to complement what you're saying, the Rav has like this whole famous idea of kapara and tara.
Correct.
So
correct.
A chait might 1 year give you kapara, but it doesn't necessarily.
That's correct.
You of that,
yeah.
Sin.
Correct.
So that explains the Gemara of it's okir the chait. Okay, it's okir the chait in the way that it, you know, gives kapara, but it's not okir the chait in the way that it gives tara. Maybe you can say that.
The first thing that I would agree with it, that Tara is a higher level than Kapara. Tara, the Rav says, is a reestablishment of the Tzelem Elokim. So I can be finished with the Chait, but there is still a lapse of me, of my awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which I still have to work on. Yeah. Okay.
And what I was going to say was for the... I forgot who said it, but the shita that says that you add on your personal sins in the
during
Ashami
the, right,
by the letters.
Right.
So he would he disagree with what we said, the Maisa, that you should do it after the Kain and Tzor, and say, no, after the Ashami, that's when you kind of add in your own personal bakashas, your own personal aviros, sorry. Or was that the personal thing was not talked about?
No, it would still be everything would be after. Are you asking where would you put the pure dechait?
Oh, maybe I misunderstood that. The personal bakashas are different than pure dechait.
Yeah.
So everyone agrees you should put
pure dechait
in the
ashamnus. I don't know if everyone would agree with the chayyim to wrap it around the ashamnus. Chayyim and chayyim has that. Have many of the modern svarim quote the chayyim. Or whether it means to do it somewhere in the zone over here.
Okay.
Or whether it's unnecessary to do it in the zone, you can do it anytime.
Because okay, Shamus, the way you really put it, was more like a general.
Correct, statement. Correct.
It also is, the Rambam himself actually says that in Beis Ches, Havidoi Shenagu Boko Yisrael, Aval Chatan V'Gomar Behu Iker Avidoi.
Right.
It's like, that seems to say like there's like an Iker part of Vidoi, which is like the general, and then maybe there's also, to your point.
Right, that's hard to understand, because L'chor, the Iker Vidoi is expressing the thoughts of Tshuva. That makes it hard.
Yeah.
Okay. The Iker of Yom Kippur is to take advantage of the Tara and the Kedush of Yom Kippur by doing tshuva, so we become more eligible for the Tara and the Kedush of Yom Kippur. So shall be zeicha to have the tefillah shivim kubolos. Shall be zeicha that we grow from the Kedush of Yom Kippur, and that. Because I think it has a tremendous impact upon us.